Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. The headlines: India, United Kingdom and Northern Ireland signs agreement on social security in New Delhi. Senior Iranian official hold discussions in Oman aimed at balanced and just agreement with the US. UN raises concern over attacks on journalists ahead of Bangladesh elections. Global brokerage firm Goldman Sachs upgrades India's 2026 GDP growth to 6.9% after India-US trade deal. And Indian shooters add two more gold medals, taking country's golden tally to 39 at Asian Rifle Pistol Championship in New Delhi. India today signed an agreement on social security related to social security contributions with United Kingdom and Northern Ireland in New Delhi. We have a report.
The agreement seeks to avoid double social security contributions for employees of both countries on temporary assignments in each other's territories for a period of up to 36 months. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that this agreement was signed by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and British High Commissioner to India Lindy Cameron. The ministry added that the agreement will support mobility and continued social security coverage of the employees on short-term overseas assignments. The ministry further said that this agreement forms part of India's trade deal with the UK and shall come into effect together with the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement. Swati Rukheja for World News.
Mr. Misri also held the India-China strategic dialogue with Executive Vice Foreign Minister of China, Ma Chaoshu, who is in India, to participate in the BRICS Sherpa meeting. During the meeting, both sides reviewed the positive momentum in bilateral relations and discussed ways to further advance ties by enhancing people-to-people exchanges. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, French President Emmanuel Macron will pay a three-day official visit to India commencing the 17th of this month. President Macron will participate in the AI Impact Summit in New Delhi on 19th of this month. Ministry of External Affairs said that during the visit, both leaders will hold discussions on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas as enshrined in the Horizon 2047 roadmap. A senior Iranian security official travelled to Oman today as the Gulf Sultanate continues to mediate talks between Tehran and Washington over Iran's nuclear program aimed at averting a potential U.S. military strike. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Larijani, held discussions in Muscat on ways to reach a balanced and just agreement with the United States. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Larijani met with Sultan Haitham bin Tariq at Al Baraka Palace in a session lasting nearly 3 hours, described by Iranian state media as positive and constructive. The two sides reviewed the latest regional and international developments, explored ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation between Iran and Oman, and discussed pathways towards a balanced and equitable agreement in the ongoing Iran-US nuclear negotiations. Larijani also held talks with the Omanian foreign minister, who is a key intermediary in the recent negotiations. Omani statements emphasized the value of dialogue to bridge differences and to promote peace and security. No major new agreements were announced publicly from the meetings. This underscores Oman's long-standing role as a neutral mediator in West Asian diplomacy, particularly facilitating back-channel efforts between Iran and the United States to de-escalate tensions. Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to block a new bridge linking the United States and Canada. Mr. Trump described as Canada's hostility towards Washington and its growing ties with China. The Gaudi Howe International Bridge, scheduled to open in early 2026, is intended to be the only crossing allowing pedestrian and bicycle traffic between Detroit, Michigan, and Windsor and Ontario. In a post on Social Truth, Mr. Trump said that he would not allow the bridge to open unless the U.S. is fully compensated for what it has provided to its northern neighbor. Two people were killed and 14 others injured in a Russian airstrike on the Ukrainian-controlled part of eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region. Governor Vadim Filashkin said the deceased included an 11-year-old girl and her mother, who were killed in an attack on the city of Slovaks. Ukrainian police said the bodies of the woman and child were recovered from beneath the rubble of a building. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from across the world. Global brokerage firm Goldman Sachs has upgraded its growth outlook for India and lowered its current account deficit CAD estimate after the India-US trade deal. The firm cut its CAD forecast by around 0.25% of GDP to 0.8% of GDP in the calendar year 2026 and raised India's real GDP growth projection for the calendar year 2026 by 20 basis points to 6.9% on an annual basis. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, senior economist Dr. S.P. Sharma highlighted the key takeaways from the report.
Goldman Sachs has improved the CAD situation of India at 0.8% of GDP. That is a great move because now we are becoming resilient in our trade trajectory with the signing of trade deal with US, and earlier we have signed with EU. So this will improve our trade deficit and overall current account deficit because India is growing significantly with the strong fundamentals and our global integratedness is becoming strong, and we are moving ahead with great resilience, and this will support the investors' sentiment and attract more and more investments in India.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed concern over reports of attacks on journalists by the military and police ahead of the parliamentary elections in Bangladesh. Replying to a question related to assaults on journalists in Bangladesh, the UN spokesperson said that such reports are extremely worrying. He added that it is clear and important that the election in Bangladesh take place in a peaceful and inclusive atmosphere. In a separate incident, a Hindu businessman was hacked to death inside his own shop in Maimonsingh, Trishul, Upjila last night, with several lakh Bangladeshi taka reportedly looted. In shooting, Indian shooters added two more gold medals today, taking the country's gold tally to 39 at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship in New Delhi. Prachi Gaikwad clinched the gold medal in the junior women's 50-meter rifle three-position final with a score of 353.3 points, while in the team event, the Indian trio of Prachi Gaikwad, Anushka Thakur and Hazel delivered another gold in the junior women's 50-meter rifle three-position category, posting a combined total of 1,748 points. Cricket fans in Colombo are excited as Pakistan withdraw its decision of boycott and confirmed that it will play with India in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup match scheduled from February 15.
So finally, the suspense is over. The Indian-Pakistan match will go ahead on the 15th of Feb at the Prem Bazasa Stadium here in Colombo. I think the Indian fans love affair with this fantastic game, and the fight between the two is going to continue. And I think they're all really excited to watch this game, and I'm sure the men in blue will really walk out with a lot of tempo on the 15th, and I'm sure they'll down Pakistan in a fantastic finish for the match.
As a true cricket fan, I couldn't be happier because there is no doubt that it is the biggest cricket game in the world. But equally, as an Indian living in Sri Lanka, it's extremely exciting because I get to watch the game here in Colombo. Many Sri Lankan fans are equally excited.
In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, Pakistan defeated United States of America by 32 runs at a Singhalese sports club in Colombo. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India, United Kingdom and Northern Ireland signs agreement on social security in New Delhi. Senior Iranian official hold discussions in Oman aimed at a balanced and just agreement with the US. UN raises concern over attacks on journalists ahead of Bangladesh elections. Global brokerage firm Goldman Sachs upgrades India's 2026 GDP growth to 6.9% after India-US trade deal. And Indian shooters add two more gold medals, taking country's golden tally to 39 at Asian Rifle Pistol Championship in New Delhi. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.